Let church say amen. Amen. Church say amen again. Amen. Like I always say, it's good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. Amen. I said it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. One more time. Amen. 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 I know here about a month ago, my son and I, we went to see the Lakers play the Grizzlies. And my sister had got us some good tickets. And, you know, pretty close around the floor. And y'all follow me, I'm going somewhere. And our seats were sort of like in the middle. And when we walked by people, we had to say, excuse me, we're trying to fight to get our seats. Uh-huh. Amen. Uh-huh. So what I'm saying is that you that back in the back, I wish you would come on up toward the front. All right. Because I want you to have a ringside seat. Amen. You don't mind. Amen. 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 Because I really do believe that if Jesus the Christ was standing right here, amen, amen. I believe if I were passing out $100 bills, I believe you wouldn't hesitate at all. Amen. 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 You ought to get tired of being a backseat rider. Sometimes you all want to get around and drive a little bit. Amen. Amen. I thank you for one that's back there for coming up towards the front. But I want to say that I'm glad to be at home. Excited to be at home. Amen. But I just want you to let you know I didn't come by myself. Amen. But I just want to tell you, he's been here already. But I just want to say we have a special guest in the house today. Amen. And he's my company keeper. Amen. He's my joy. He's my peace. I'm at home. Sometimes I act a little weird, but that's all right. Don't worry about it, y'all. Amen. He's my strength. And everywhere I go, I take him with me. But I want to introduce the special guest in the house tonight. And it's my Lord and Savior. His name is Jesus the Christ. If you don't mind, would you stand and give him a standing ovation? Because he woke you up this morning and put you on your way. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated. You may be seated. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I was sitting there while Bishop was up, and I was sitting there and I said, Lord, you got me coming behind Bishop. But glory be to God. He was so good, I wanted to come on, go on, Pops, go on, go on. It's feeling good to me. But I believe I have a word from the Lord tonight. Amen. And I'm so glad that he's God. He's God all by himself. Amen. He's a God of joy. Yes. God of peace. Yes. God of wisdom. Yes. Amen. Amen. Those that have your Bibles, we're going to come from the book of 2 Chronicles. A lot of you are familiar with that book, and I ask you, you know, to keep your Bibles open. Glory be to God. Amen. Book of Chronicles, chapter 7. I'm going to start with verse 14. And you know, I was listening to Bishop as he was talking. And I realized, you know, and see, I took heed to the word that he was speaking. And I believe it. As a matter of fact, I know it was a word for me. Because even though I was coming here to proclaim God's word, I still have a human side. And I talked to a friend of mine today that's needing a heart. And And his mother, while he's needing a heart, and his mother is in hospice. They're waiting on her, you know. And while I was coming on our poor road, coming down the road, that I found out that my coworker just had a heart attack. But you know what? It's good to know that who you are in Christ. Amen. Amen. It's good to know that who you have on the inside. Amen. I think Ezekiel said he's like a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Huh? No matter what you're going through, but it's something in the middle. And Jesus is in the middle. I don't care if you turn right, he's there. You might turn left, he's there. I don't care if you go up, he's there. He even said when you go down, he'll be there. Glory be to God. Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Woo, y'all just don't know how happy I am to be at home. I miss y'all. I talk about y'all all the time. Amen, because I remember it wasn't, I don't want to go too far. But let me read here, right here for a moment. The book of 2 Chronicles chapter 14. Here it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Y'all may be seated. I want to talk to you here and just give me 5 minutes plus. I know some of the members said sometime, Pastor, you're kind of long today, were you? But that's why I said added the plus sign on behind the 5 minutes. But it says they turn from their wicked ways. Yeah. See, what I found out, we as a church body want to come to church, but we don't want to do no turning. Right. You follow me? Yeah. I walk around a little bit. I'm at home. Amen. But you know what? I still respect my house. But it says that if my people, which are called by my name, by his name, ain't you his people? Amen. He said if they turn their wicked ways, I will heal their land. Yes. Huh? All right. Which direction are you turning? You turn into one other direction. Because the Bible says no one can serve two masters. Huh? You're going to love one and despise the other. Which one do you love? Huh? Which one is your master? Reason why you can't get your healing and get set free because you're serving the wrong master. I'm saying better. You saying amen? Y'all just hold on. I'm going to preach this thing in a minute. Because I remember at one time when I first came here, you know, the scripture said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I didn't know nothing about what to do to the Lord, but when I started seeking, God began to move me somewhere. Are you following? And when he began to move me somewhere, I was on Highway 15 South. But God changed my direction to Airport Road. Because I was seeking him first. In the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Yeah. Are you following? Yeah. I needed help. Yeah. And you know what? And I began to seek him. Uh-huh. Amen.